word, you were able to bring that thought form to a place that you perceived it better.
Okay. What I did at one point when I felt as though there was
Do you think that you have the ability to focus so clearly on a thought form that you can morph it to a new place and leave it entirely in a different place than it was before?
I thought I did.
Well, the reason we're asking that question is because we don't believe that you create anyone's reality, even the thought form you're focused upon.
Okay.
You have the right and the ability to look into any massive vibration and extract from it your matches, but you don't have the right or the ability to control. In other words, there are plenty of other people remembering your mother and contributing to the thought form as it once was, and
okay,
that's their creation to do that, you
okay
see. You don't create their reality, even something like that.
So the fact that she stopped visiting me saying, I am in angst and I don't know where I am, what's going on,
it's because you stopped being a vibrational match to that aspect of her personality.
Okay. What I did is I imagined her wrapped in an angel's wings like a baby, and I felt her relax.
Actually, what you felt was you relaxed.
Okay, I relaxed.
And because she was already relaxed.
Right.
In other words.
Yeah. Okay. And that's sort of what I've been playing with is I thought at the time I was communicating with my mother, and then I'm beginning to understand thought forms.
Actually, what was happening is she was coaching you into the new perspective of her.
Ah, okay. All right. Okay. My next question is I felt very strongly that then she reemerged as my daughter. It felt very much like my mother in pure form.
Well, we would not take any issue at all with that.
Okay.
However, it's ever so much more, we're wanting to soothe your vibration around this. That's a complicated vibration there. In other words, because that means you really have to clean up every vibration you have about your mother.
Oh, she came through with complete and total unconditional love to accept and receive. And she didn't stay with us long, but she was flooded with unconditional love. And it felt to me as though that's what she came through to finish. Is that...
Well...
Help me clean this up then, because maybe I'm making too much of it all.
There.
I do that sometimes.
We would like to take a step back from all of this and
okay
just say that you are dominantly non-physical energy, and the better you feel, the more you are allowing that to be your experience here and now. Mm-hmm. And we know humans have made life and death, such big issues. We appreciated your disrespectful carrying on of our word croak. We try to be as disrespectful about death as we can be, since there isn't any. But we want you to feel the importance of your extension here and now. And we want you to see the world through your eyes and not try to translate this world through the eyes of your dead mother or through the eyes of your non-physical mother. In other words, just be who you are, tune into the vibration that is you. And most people have a hard time with that. Your mother made herself very important to you your whole life. In other
yes
words, almost all parents do. They make themselves important to their children. And in doing so, they coax their children away from their own guidance.
Right.
When a parent says to you, it better be important to you what I think, because what I think really matters to you, and if I'm not happy, you're not going to be happy, so you better pay attention to what I think. And we are exaggerating that dramatically here, but there's some version of that going on with your teachers and your parents and your power figures like your police or your government. In other words, there are a whole lot of people that really believe that if they have to control your behavior so that they can feel good, and they very much want to feel good, so there are a lot of people out there asking for your compliance so that they can feel better. And every time you yield to that, you give up your awareness of your own connection to your own source energy. So We just want you to understand, we talked about this just a little bit ago, how complicated it can be when you're trying to match up behaviors, when you're trying to figure out who said what or who meant what, or is this my dead mother, or is this the thought form of my mother, or is this the source energy mother? It'll